Hello, my name is Julie and I'm a commercial lobsterman from Stonington. On behalf of the members of the Maine Lobstering Union, I would like to thank the co-chairs, Senator Joyce Maker and Representative Walter Kamega, and the distinguished members of the Marine Resources Committee for the opportunity to introduce the Maine Lobstering Union to the Joint Committee on Marine Resources. As a commercial lobsterman, a woman who has earned her living from the ocean for over 30 years, a lobster boat captain, and a retired commercial diver, the ocean plays a major role in my life. I am honored to stand. I thought I'd be standing. I am honored to stand before you, having been chosen to chair the Maine Lobstering Union's Legislative Committee this year. We have a very talented group of actively fishing lobstermen this year, many of whom have served on other committees to make our industry the great success it is today. The Maine Lobstering Union is a local that is also organized as a fishing cooperative. The Maine Lobstering Union's members also belong to the International Aerospace Machinist Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, a union with over 700,000 members nationally and internationally. Our local started in 2012 when the market for lobster crashed and the lobstermen statewide were desperately seeking to have their voices heard. A sternman from Vinyl Haven, Magnus Lane, contacted a friend at Bath Iron Works asking for information on unionizing. In short, the IAM took us in, heard our concerns, and worked tirelessly to form a co-op style local in their union. They have always had our backs, always. Never told us how to fish, when to fish, or what to fish for. They have been absolutely supportive of our local and have treated us with respect and dignity. The feeling is very mutual. Rather than speak for us, they have taught us to speak for ourselves. We are different than most unions in the respect that we can't participate in tie-ups and have no middle management to bargain with. We are all independent lobstermen and women in good standing, all businessmen and women running our own fishing operations and crewmen on our boats.
We can't participate in tie-ups.
No.
And we heard from Mr. Carl Wilson this morning, who works for DMR and their research. He runs their Bureau of Research or whatever. His father, Professor Jim Wilson, knows the history of lobstering like the back of his hand. He's fascinating person to talk to. I'm sure you've talked to him.
I haven't, but I'd love to.
Yeah, you would enjoy it, and he would enjoy you. It would be a fun conversation. It would be interesting for us to look at, starting in 1950, what happened, mm-hmm. and the ruling, and go through and get us to the point of where we're at now and see if we can figure out how our fisheries can tie up to protect themselves, because other states are doing it. And I see someone back there shaking their head, but I'm going to ignore her for the time being and say the crab fishery on the West Coast is presently doing that right now. The fishermen do that on a regular basis. They don't go out, and they collude amongst themselves to make that decision not to do it to keep the price of crab up out there. And I can't understand for the life of me why they can do it and we can't. I'm sure there's legal reasons for it, but it would behoove us at some level to investigate that and see if we can come up with a solution, and whether that could be a state solution coming through the legislature or it has to be done federally. I'm not sure. I don't really know that much about it. But I do know that you can't tie up, and boats in other states and other fisheries can. And so, and this isn't a question, I'm just rambling, and I'll stop my rambling now.
Yes, please. In answer to your comment, In my personal experience, tie-ups in the lobster industry are not effective because you can't get 100% participation anyway, but we can't tie up.
Thank you, Captain Eaton.
Yes, Representative Sutton.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Yeah, my understanding is that non-unionized lobsters are able to tie up at any point they choose to.
No?
No? Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.